Blog Talk Radio.
I am.
Justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
It's a war outside your door, ain't nobody safe. Any victim in the states, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate? It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, what's up? What's up, world?
What's up, world? You know, we got Black Power Ranger, the Black Power Ranger, a.k.a. Christopher Aitman on Facebook.
Yeah, Crown Holder Cuzzo, also known as Paul Fenwick Bay on Facebook, you know. Right
coming
back
in
at
live
y'all one
you.
More again. Live and direct.
One more time.
Third Eye Radio.
Third Eye. Keep it open. Without
yeah,
no justice, it won't be peace, man. Hey, I like that intro. That intro, man. Man, let the listeners know about that intro.
Yeah, I like that, man. Myself, you know, really. You know what I'm saying? I made it myself, man. It took a lot of work. You know, a lot of thought into that single right there with featuring Fadero. And, you know, I'm just trying to make moves, man, with this Black Power, man, waking out people, man. That's it, man.
Definitely.
That's all it's about, empowering music.
Yeah, man. No more secular, no more calling women hoes and bitches, selling drugs, killing each other, man. You got to understand that our music, the music we listen to and we let enter our mental is destructive, you know, and it's killing us, literally.
Yeah, it is killing us, bro. It really is.
What you got on your
don't
mind?
See it that way. Nothing much, man. I'm cooling, man. You know, sticking to the script, man. Can't really complain about anything, man. Just glad that we able to do this again, man. You know, the first show was a nice little hit, nice little buzz. Just glad that we able to do this again, man, and bring the people the truth through this through the speaker again. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. Nothing but the truth.
So
undiluted.
What's been going on with you this week, though, man?
Man, just been making moves, man. I'm building a nation right now, Black Power Nation. You know what I mean? All is welcome, no matter what walk of life you come from. If you're serious about this Black Power movement and serious about coming together as a family and, you know what I mean, forming ideas, plans, and finances together to become stronger as one, because we are one, you know, Black Power family, man. Anybody who throw them fists up in the air proudly and ain't scared to be black and ain't scared to say Black Power, man, you're more than welcome to join. But just come with a serious mind and know we're here to build and we're here to take care of everyone and protect and uplift our women and children by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The book just dropped, too. I got the book on Lulu.com, LULU.com. Just look up Black Power Ranger, you know, and the books will pop up. Anybody who's interested in getting it. It's a good read, you know what I mean? It's going to get your fire started, you know what I mean? It's fire kind of mild right now. It's going to set it up. It's going to pour some gasoline on it to make it grow.
That's
and,
true.
You know,
I signed
that
ticket, man.
Thing.
I've seen a lot of reviews about your book. Seen a lot of reviews, you know, personal reviews, man. And people really do like it, to tell you the truth. People really do like it, man.
Oh, that's love. That's love, man. I put my all into it, and it's only the beginning, man. It's only volume one. It got couple more volumes left of this. Definitely. When your mixtape dropping?
Oh, man, I don't know right now. I mean, you know, I don't really want to give the people an exact date, you know, because I don't want to let anybody down, man. You can't rush greatness. I mean, I put a lot of thought into this. You know, I do my own writing and my own, you know, find my own beats, own engineering. You know, I do that thing myself. So I don't want to rush it, man. I just wanted to be – it's my first solo project, you know, actually. So I just wanted to be hot, man.
Definitely. Man, I heard that the queen said we ain't showing them no love, man. We got to let these queens know, man. We love y'all, man. Y'all keep our blood pumping, man, period.
Yeah,
man, y'all,
you damn right, man.
Man.
You damn
man,
right.
You know, man, we definitely defending y'all, and we definitely protecting y'all and uplifting y'all to the utmost, man. We respect y'all, queens of all walks of life. We man, we love y'all, for real.
They don't understand how much we do love them, man. That's why we got to show appreciation to our queens, man, daily.
Daily. Yes.
Never stop loving your queen, man. She's the queen of your kingdom. She's not your servant.
Exactly right.
Never put her under
That's
your
what we
feet.
We got to get people to know.
Real talk.
Mm-hmm. And
you
know what
man,
I mean?
How you feel about, I don't mean to cut you off. My fault, man.
No, it's good. Go ahead.
How you feel about Judge Stevens? I don't know if you heard about this, but Judge Stevens is a Supreme Court judge. And basically what's going on is that he basically spoke up about racism in a case with a defendant who had an all-white jury in a city that was 24 or 26% African-American. And basically they're trying to impeach this man. They're trying to get him out of the position, man, you know, trying to get him to resign because of his acts of speaking out against this. So, I mean, what do you feel about that?
Man, I feel like that's crazy, you know what I mean? They don't want us to uplift each other. They don't want us to stand up for each other. They don't want us to defend each other. You know, any way they can stop black empowerment, they're going to try to stop it, you know? Even if we got someone, if Obama speak against racism, they might try to impeach Obama, you know what I mean? That's why he holding his cards and, you know what I mean, saying the right thing. But we need more people to speak up like that, though. I really feel that I salute that judge because, man, it's not a lot of judges who are going to risk their career and their position, you know what I mean, to speak up for our people. And we need more people like that in the world, period. And, you know what I mean, it starts home. It starts at home. I feel like us as individuals need to speak up on, you know what I mean, injustice towards our people. There's no reason why a person, you know what I mean, who's convicted of a crime, who is of African-American descent, is being juried by all white people, you know what I mean? That's biased, you know? They ain't never going to feel our struggle. They're not going to empathize with us. They're going to always make us guilty, especially if they're racist themselves, you know what I mean? We don't know who we're dealing with. You know what I mean? Like the Honorable Nellie Fuller said, every white person is a suspected racism until proven otherwise. Just like if you see a person walking down the street with his pants sagging with a bandana on his head, you're going to suspect he a gangster, you know, until he prove you otherwise, you know. So we can't differentiate the two, the white good people, quote unquote, and the white racist. So how can we know? And I feel like if we're going to be tried by a jury, we need a jury of our peers, people of the same color, people of the same walks of life as us, to see if we're guilty or not. Not somebody who is a lawyer or got a business and multimillionaire, people who don't want you on the streets anyways, you know, who don't care about you, your lifestyle, or any of that. What are your views?
That's true. Also, the last thing I heard about that was he was also trying to file a motion of appeal to countersuit the allegations that was filed against him pertaining to him being impeached from his seat. And basically, he's not countersuing for anything financial. All he wants is for them to stop what they're doing, stop taking actions and pursuing him to be, you know, removed from his seat. So, you know, which is kind of ironic because most time people suing for some money, but he's not. He's just suing to keep his job, you know. But my point of view on it would be that I don't think there's nothing wrong with him speaking up. I actually applaud him for that, you know, being that he actually was able to see that the defendant was actually being judged by peers in the jury that were all white American, you know, especially in a city where it is 20-something percent African-American. There should have at least been one or two African-Americans there also in the peers, you know. So I feel like that also was a reason for him to also go ahead and push for the mistrial, you know. And I don't understand what's the big problem about it, of him speaking out. I mean, every time we speak out, it's fine. I mean, there's a problem with it, excuse me. But when they speak out, you know, there's no problem with it. But when we stand up, it's like basically they want to keep whipping us. They want to keep whipping us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing as you know, old-time slavery. As long as we comply with the system, it's fine. They don't have no problem allowing us to live and thrive off their system as long as we are contributing to it. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as we gain independence, so we want to speak up in forms of freedom and a land that is also known as the land of the free, it's controversy. It's controversy, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is, man, that's crazy. You know what I mean? It's the same people who were running the country back in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s. They still running the world today. The country, the world, everything. You know what I mean? It's still the same white supremacists running this world. You know what I mean? So nothing's really going to change. It's just going to evolve. Racism hasn't changed. You know what I mean? They went from whips to chains to mental slavery. So we a slave by our job. We working these jobs, 9-to-5 jobs. You know what I mean? You a slave because look how much you getting paid. You can't survive off that, you know what I mean, and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're always going to have bills piling up. You're always going to have worries, stresses, you know what I mean? Your rent is always going to go up. The cost of living is always going to go up. But minimum wage seem to be at a standstill, you know what I mean? I don't think that's fair at all.
Yeah.
And anytime one of us or any politician try to speak up for, you know what I mean, they get ignored or they get shunned or, you know what I mean, they get kicked out of office. Just like this judge right here, he's speaking up for a black man. And, you know what I mean, look what they're trying to do to him. And people know that's not fair. So what are we going to do about it? You know what I mean? It's like we're going to keep on allowing these barbarians to enslave us constantly still. You know what I mean? Or we're going to stand up and take a stand against it, you know? And the crazy part, they're not putting this all over the news like they should. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure people find out about it different ways. But, you know what I mean, this ain't getting broadcast like the election.
You know it. You know it, man. They leave it up to us to find out what's going on when it's something that they doing wrong, but they glorify everything another individual do or another country.
Exactly.
You know, speaking of something else that happened recently, there was a white supremacist group that had held a meeting or some sort in front of a church in Houston, Texas, in the black community. Now, these people from the white supremacist group, they were being escorted by police officers. So they had police protection there while they were there patronizing African Americans while also taunting us in our own neighborhood, supposedly. I don't know if you guys been keeping up, but Willie D, he made a live video feed talking about the events that happened. How do you feel about the fact that every time the white supremacist groups speak up in the community, they have protection of the police, but when you have the black society, like the Black Panthers or the Nation of Islam, when they come out and speak at these ceremonies and events, they don't have the protection in the same of the white supremacists when it comes to these police officers and law enforcement. How do you feel about that?
The way I feel like, you know what I mean, it's just showing you the true face of this country, you know what I mean? This country racist. You know what I mean? There's no other way around it. Racism is a system, you know? And, you know what I mean, I hate when people come to me and be like, oh, man, you a black supremacist or you feel like black is supreme and all that. You know what I mean? See, the difference between white supremacy and black supremacy is white supremacy preaches hate. Black supremacy preaches love. Black power is love and peace and unity. white supremacy is just trying to disrupt that. You know what I mean? They already got power. They already got people in high chairs. KKK already got policemen, judges, politicians, lawyers. You know what I mean? They got people every walk of life. They ain't wearing them. They wearing them hoods to protect their identity. You know what I mean? We strong and black. We don't need no face masks. You know what I mean? I'm gonna let people know who I am. And what I feel about that, honestly, I just feel like, man, they just starting bullshit. You know what I mean? They know what they're doing. You know what I mean? And they know what they are signifying. Going up to an all black church. You know what I mean? And trying to preach hate. You know, we don't preach hate. We preach love, and that's the difference between us and them. We taught the white race how to love, and they taught us how to hate. And it plays effect, as you see in the world around us right now. You know, you see the difference between white people and black people. You know what I mean? They using our love to their advantage, and they done taught us hate, and we using that hate to our disadvantage. You know what I mean? The more we hate each other, you know what I mean, the further down we go, and the more they love each other, the more up they go, and they hate us too, as it shows. You know what I mean? These police protecting them because they know we ain't about to play that. We ain't about to allow them to come to our community and preach hate. So they got the protection of the police, but like you said, when the Black Panthers or the NOI, any other black group come marching or Black Lives Matter march, you know what I mean, we see the police standing against our people. So this shows you what America is on. America is on the hatred of our people. They don't love us. They don't care about us. They want us to die. They want to exterminate us. Just like they want to put in this martial law order. Yeah, you know what I mean, everybody try to act like it's a secret, but it's out here, and people not taking it seriously. They about to try to put us in concentration camps. They about to, excuse my mouth a little dry, concentration camps. They about to, you know what I mean, try to really mass exterminate us and kill our people off as efficiently and in a way that's going to make them the most money as possible. You know what I mean? It costs money to bury a dead man. You know what I mean? It costs money for all that, just like if they can shoot you with a shot. You know what I mean? To make you sick, it's going to cost money for that medication to treat you, you know? So all they're doing is killing us and trying to make the most amount of money as possible in the process of doing it because they're greedy. You know what I mean? They've been doing this since slavery, since the beginning of time, since they walked into existence, you know what I mean, which was 6,000 years ago. And we're going to cover that on the next radio show. But, you know, historically, white people are barbaric. They're barbarians historically, you know. Even, you know what I mean, even now, they still got their barbaric natures, and they still going to other countries, you know what I mean, infiltrating them, misleading their leaders, you know what I mean, colonizing their people, got the soldiers walking around. It's martial law in the Middle East right now, and we hold a martial law in their country, and we don't even own their country, you know. And it's all for, you know what I mean, imperialistic reasons. They want oil, they want their resources, they want their money. You know what I mean? We're a money-hungry country, and we're wondering why these terrorists are so radical against us. It's because we going to their country, and we fucking up their country. We doing things that, you know what I mean, that's not pleasant to their country. So, you know what I mean, in retaliation, they want to come to our country and do things that's not pleasant in our country because we just making their life harder to live. You know what I mean? Making their family's life harder to live.
That's true.
Who knows what these soldiers are out there doing? They can be out there raping their women. We don't know what they soldiers doing to these people. You know what I mean? We have no idea. You know, they want to broadcast everything else, but they don't broadcast what we doing. And I feel like that's, you know what I mean, that's crazy. That's bizarre. And you know what I mean? It just proves us right even more that these Europeans are barbarians. There's no other way to describe them.
That's true.
And man,
100% true, man.
And you know what I mean? Me personally, I'm fed up. You know what I mean? That's why I'm trying to do something about it. You know what I mean? I'm tired of sitting here talking about the problem. And you know what I mean? Everybody want to talk about, man, black people need to do this and black people need to do that. Black people got to stop killing each other. Black people got to stop disrespecting their women. Black people got to stop this. Okay, you want to keep on talking about the problem. What about the solution? That's what we need. We need the solution to these problems. We need to start talking about these solutions more than the problems because us talking about the problems ain't getting us nowhere. You know what I mean? It's depressing talking about these problems. Let's talk about the solutions we can do. You know what I mean? Y'all want to talk about these white people adopting these black children and making them house slaves. You know, well, how about we adopt some black children? You know what I mean? And bring them in and raise them to be kings and queens like they are. You know, we need to start counteracting every problem with a solution in order to advance in this life and as a nation.
That's true, man. That's 100% true. That's 100% true, excuse me. On the contrary, I feel as though that every time that the white supremacists come out and speak, they have the law enforcement there as a protection and form of and their enlightenment. But when the black parties come out and do they speeches and community events, the police are there because they're dead, because they're actually waiting to lock one of these people up. It's not so much as there, they're being a form of protection for them. They're there because they're waiting for someone to act up, you know, act niggerly, as they would say. And they did because they're going to enforce law and basically depress those in the same form of fashion that they've been doing, you know. So, you know, it's a real big thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, to me, it just shows how both sides of the fence is, you know, to me. And it's sad that, you know, even though it's a fight against us versus them, the sad thing about it is that we have some of our brothers that work for them, you know. And they don't know any better. They only doing what orders that they told to provide for their family. But at the end of the day, when you stand up as a man, we weren't born with that badge. You was born with the skin that you walk around with, the flesh that you use. So at the end of the day, you got to come out of that. That's a form of slavery, too. I understand that, you know, they have benefits and things like that, great pay or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, man, it's time to be a man. It's time to understand who our oppressors are and the wrongdoings of their society and what their agenda is, especially against our people.
Yes, I totally agree.
And that's just, that's just why I stand that big, bro. No.
And then when I was on the courthouse steps preaching, you know what I mean? I be doing some radical stuff because sometimes I feel like we gotta do some radical stuff. You know what I mean? I'm not out here. I'm not about to sign no petition to march. I'm not about to get no permission from nobody. Speak my mind. That's why I be feeling like, you know, I mean, the Black Lives Matter, not to throw no shade on them, but that's what they messed up at. Man, just go out there, man. It's the element of surprise, man. We got to come out of nowhere. What they going to do, tell us to go home? You know what I mean? Y'all want to get these, y'all want to let the police know that we about to have 350 people out here. You know what I mean? Of course they're going to have guns and stuff blocking you, but we need to just do this out the blue, man. Let's plan this together and just go. Let's go to the courthouse and let's demonstrate. They can't kick us off. You know what I mean? That's public property, you know. And I learned that from last week when I was out there. And I was seeing black officers walk out the bin. And I was talking to them. I'm like, black power. You know what I mean? They ain't, you know what I mean? Of course they ain't gonna throw up their fists. You know they scared to be black, obviously. But I told them, man, you gonna look out for us? You know what I mean? You see what these white cops doing to our people, right? I don't want you to fit in that same criteria because you wearing that badge. Show me you're in the same gang as them. You know, like you said, they slaves, man. They slaves just like these other black people. We all slaves, you know. I'm a runaway slave, though. You know what I mean? I'm running away. I'm on the Underground Railroad right now. So, and I'm trying to get everybody aboard so we can go to the promised land. That's my duty. But, you know what I mean, people still stuck in this system and feel like there's no other way but the American way, and the American way is bullshit. The American dream is bullshit. It's no, you know what I mean, you're going to keep on dreaming if you think the American dream is going to work for you, because it's not, man. We got to make our own system, man. We can't keep on depending on these police to protect us because they're not protecting us. They're killing us. They're profiling us. They're only in the hood deep like that, you know what I mean, riding around wasting our money because we're paying them. We're paying them, you know what I mean? We're paying them to do everything, all the harassments, all that, you know what I mean? And what we got to start doing is stepping over the police's head and go and talk to the mayor, because he the chief of the police. You know what I mean? He the one to control them. We need to talk to the mayor because, man, you letting this shit go down? You letting them kill our people, man? What's up? You know, we need to start demonstrating. We need to start being active, man. I feel like if you got a voice and you feel – and another thing, I'm tired of people talking about – it's no more talk about conscious or unconscious. I mean, it's either black power or nothing. If you ain't talking black power, I only want to hear your conscious views because – you know this system. It's no excuse. If you call yourself conscious, it's no excuse for you not to become an active in this movement, man. It's no excuse. It's no excuse not to be consciously aware of what's going on, even if you ain't in these Facebook groups or you ain't informed or you haven't watched Healing Kid in Color. The shit is right in your face. You know what I mean? You turn on the TV and see it. So it's no excuse. People just lazy and they want to conform to the society and
you know what I mean?
Think nothing's gonna change. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
I apologize.
Nah, it's cool. No need to be sorry. But yeah, like, okay, man, people just lazy and they really don't care. And that's the only thing especially these kings, you know what I mean? Like, I be seeing these queens go so hard on the book, man. So hard, man. They be, I can feel their emotion through them words I'm reading. And I can just feel their cries for help, man. And it's my responsibility to help them, because I feel like if I ain't going to do it, nobody going to do it, you know? And I feel like every black man and every black woman should feel like that. If you don't do nothing about it, nobody going to do nothing about it. We all we got and we all we need. And once we realize that, man, we're going to be unstoppable.
That's true. I was having a debate with a brother the other day, and I was, you know, discussing basically the topic of the debate was miracles, you know, and uh-huh. he was explaining to me what his beliefs was, and I was just telling him from my beliefs that we as people, you know, religion forces us to believe that miracles come from the Creator, you know,
right.
And that you have to be in a certain situation or position to receive these miracles from the Creator. How I feel as though is that we are the miracles from the Creator. We have yet to know the true potential that we have. I mean, scientific study shows that we don't even use the full potentials of our physical body, you know what I'm saying,
or mentally.
So it's like, I feel like we are the actual miracles, man. People waiting for a miracle from God, we are the miracles. You got to change your situation. You got to think of it like that. You are of God. Just like it says, God made man in the image of him. You have godly powers. You can do anything you want to put your mind to in the aspects of success or prosperity and life, especially tranquility. And to use an example was, I gave him the example of, I don't know if you guys have seen the Facebook video or the YouTube video of the woman whose child is stuck under a car. Her child is stuck under a vehicle. Now, this woman lifts the vehicle up single-handedly by herself and frees her child. Now, some people would debate and say that that's a miracle, you know. But me, I see it as though that mother was the miracle that happened for that child. I mean, basically, we all know that gorillas they have 10 times their fucking strength. Because when they move and when they use their muscles, they have been taught to force any muscle generally pertaining to that action to use that. So it makes them 10 times stronger. You feel me? Because they're using every muscle in their body that they need to lift an object. As opposed to the human, we used to doing everything so easily that our mind is really breaking down. You know what I'm saying? It's really breaking down. And basically what I mean by that is it's becoming weak. Because now we don't have the strength that we did back in the ancestry times. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just the way that the system is being implemented. It's being implemented to make us dependent on another person, especially the government. You know? So basically, to get back to the subject, though, you know, I apologize, man. I get to talking this stuff. And to get back to the subject, though, we are the miracles, man. We are made in the image of God.
Definitely.
And that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't wait for a miracle. No one going to help us. No one going to help our queens. No one going to help our children but us. And that's true.
That's deep.
Because we care the most.
That's nothing but the truth.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
This Sunday, I walked into a church, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm trying to spread. I feel like I'm a prophet for this movement. And, you know what I mean? I feel like it's my duty to awake everybody, even if they Christian, Muslim, any religion. I don't care where you at. You know what I mean? What walk like? You can praise a tree, like I said in the last show. Man, I'm a still try to wake you up. I went to the church, you know, went through the service, listened to the preacher talk. You know what I mean? I even gave an offering. You know what I mean? Because I'm a giving person, and I know that's gonna come back to me. But after service, you know what I mean, was over. Then I'm going around telling people what I'm trying to, you know what I mean, do for the community. We got a community center out here in Woodmere's in Harvey, Louisiana. And I was telling them how we're trying to bring the black community together to form power and form unity and familialism for we can, you know what I mean, grow as a nation. And, you know what I mean, when I looked, the saddest thing I seen, I probably was the youngest person in the church, and I'm 26. There was no youth in that church. There was only elders in that church, you know. And talking to the pastor, you know, I was telling him that. I was like, if you look around in this church, you see the population of youth is at zero, you know what I mean? And that's because a lot of youth has have given up on church. You know what I mean? They given up on praying and doing all that. And I was talking to a brother. He was probably a little bit older than me. He was like, what I think is going to change the black community is, you know what I mean, Jesus. Jesus is going to change it. And I told him, you know what I mean, I didn't downplay, you know what I mean, his belief. I know he's on a different level than me from his belief. And, you know what I mean, once you become, you know what I mean, awakened to a certain extent, you can really see different people levels from what they talk about and how they talk. But I told him, man, you know what I mean, the Bible says this. If you pray, you know what I mean, pray without works is dead. So you can pray to Jesus all you want. If you ain't working towards what you're praying for, it's no use of praying. You know what I mean? Jesus ain't going to save us. Only we can save us. You know what I mean? We all we got and we all we need. So, you know what I mean? All that, man, let's just pray for this and then let's just sit and twiddle our thumbs and wait for it to happen. It's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Our ancestors have been praying to Jesus for 300 years. And, you know what I mean? Has he answered their prayers? You know what I mean? Really? Truthfully? I'm pretty sure people have been praying for the killings to stop. I'm pretty sure people have been praying for minimum wage to go up and everything. Gas prices to go down. This country to be, you know what I mean, just like it should be. And these prayers ain't being answered. So it's something we ain't doing right. And the definition of insanity is doing the exact same things you've been doing, expecting different results. So y'all keep on praying and not putting no work in, but y'all expecting different results and y'all ain't getting no results. I'm about results. I'm about doing stuff and getting results. If it ain't producing a positive result, then what's the point of me to keep on, what's the point of me keep on doing what I'm doing? You know what I mean? I need to change something up. I need to change my approach up or something, you know? And that's what I'm all about is results, man. You know what I mean? I pray to my ancestors, me personally. My only religion is black power, you know? Anybody asking is black power. You know what I mean? I pray to my ancestors. And if, you know what I mean, they want to deliver that message to the supreme power, they're going to deliver that message to the supreme power. It's no different from praying to Jesus. If you believe Jesus is your ancestors and your ancestor, and you praying through him to deliver that message, I just feel like, man, I don't feel like Jesus delivering that message. Jesus holding that shit to himself. Because, man, anytime I done prayed to Jesus, man, it ain't never really fall through. You know, and I used to have faith. I used to be a devout Christian, went to church every Sunday, went to Bible study 2 times out the week. You know what I mean? I'm very knowledgeable about the Christian religion, but I just know, you know what I mean? This is my personal opinion. I'm sorry if I, I'm not sorry because I'm unapologetic, but if this upsets you, then, you know what I mean, just be upset. But I just feel like it's bullshit. I feel like Christianity is leading our people to hell. You know what I mean? You're living in fear. Most of the people who claim they're Christians, not Christians, because you got this big mega church and you got homeless people outside the church. What did Jesus do? If Jesus was the pastor of your church, he would have told them homeless people to come in. You ain't got no place to sleep. Well, here, make a pallet on the floor. We got you. You know what I mean? Oh, you down on your rent? Well, here, we got you. Because we got that money. We got that nationhood. You know what I mean? All I'm saying is these pastors do a little events and, you know what I mean, church functions and all that, but they're not helping out the congregation. You know what I mean? There's no reason why this pastor is driving a Lamborghini and he has a fucking jet and your members is riding a bike and catching a bus. Like, it don't correlate right in my mind. It's selfishness, you know. Start calling these pastors out. Man, what are you doing for your community? You know, what are you doing for your members, the people who are loyal to, the people who are giving you this money to even prosper the way you are prospering? You know what I mean? What is all accounting for? How much is your salary? What are you spending money on? Who paid for that car? You got this house. You got 400 acres. Why are you the only person living on that? Why you got a golf course? You know what I mean? We got to start asking questions. We got to stop. We need to get our people out of these churches because these churches ain't doing nothing for our people. They're not unifying them the proper way. You know what I mean? They're teaching people how to be hypocrites. Oh, yeah, you can sin. It's cool. Just ask God for forgiveness. You can continue to sin because Jesus died for this. You know what I mean? Teaching people it's all right to sin. It's all right to live the way you live in. And it's not, you know? And I don't need no religion, me personally. The two principles I follow is peace and love. And I feel like if you show peace and love to your race, man, everything going to fall in place. Honestly, I honestly feel that.
That's truth, man. You know, thing about me with the church is that I'm not solely against the actual movement of the Christian people, but I'm more upset with the actual leaders of the Christian movement. Not all of them, but certain ones because of their agenda. And I mean, basically, okay, you got preachers who preach in the church or whatever, and they don't know no knowledge of self. They don't understand any ancient history of their ancestors. But yet they can tell you this, that, and the third, fourth about Christianity. But yet they can't tell you anything about them. You know, and where they come from, who they people are, the struggle, you know, ancient history, Africa, Kemet, Egypt. They don't know anything about that. Also, another thing that angers me is the fact that they have the nationship, as you said. They have the resources. You got 100 million trillion churches across the United States. Another thing about it is, even though you have 100 trillion million churches, they all separated. And this was so
right.
crazy. People don't see it like this, but the churches are actually separated. You know what I mean? Meaning that
mm-hmm.
they don't come together. They only move under one fellowship. You know, they don't come together and reach out with other churches to get things done in the community. And a lot of churches have, I actually know a church, man, that has a cell phone store. They got a place where they sell food at, and they got a property. They got property that they, you know, rent out to people of the church. But at the end of the day, what about those that's not in the church? You don't have no problem taking those people that's not in the church green dollars, but yet you're not
right.
assisting those people that's in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, excuse me, that's out of the church. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking on Christianity, people call themselves Christians, and the definition of a Christian is someone who follows Jesus Christ, right? Who follows the teachings of Jesus Christ. So basically, with that being said, is that these people follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, but yet when they read the Bible and study the Bible, if you study, you will see that Jesus, in the Bible, Jesus Christ, it talks about Jesus Christ's life from birth up until the ages of 12, right? And then it stops
yep.
and it picks back up when Jesus Christ is 33 till death and resurrection. Now, if I ask the so-called Christian people, most of these people, because there's some knowledgeable Christians who don't mind learning. If I ask these people what was going on with Jesus between the age of 12 and 33, they don't know these things. But yet you follow this man. You follow this
right.
man for his life teachings, but yet you don't understand what happened 20 years of his life. And for those who don't know about this, it's called, the spiritual doctrine is called the Aquarium of Gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's basically about the missing 20 years out of the Bible that I was telling you about when Jesus Christ traveled the world. But that's not what they want you to know. They don't want you to focus on Africa and Egypt. You know, they want you to focus on what their agenda is, American soil. You know, how they took over the system. So, I mean, you know, just to touch up on that too, just to drop some knowledge on those people listening, man, you know, think about this, man. Think about who you follow and what you believe in. Because truth will always be here.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. No, somebody was calling my other line, but hold on, let me ignore it one second.
But you know, that's
yeah,
just
bad.
A piece of knowledge to drop, you know? Like, we just got to open our minds, man, to this falsehood and stop being a follower, man. I mean, I'm a leader myself, man. I don't give a damn about nobody following me, man. I want
right.
you to lead. I tell people all the time, they'd be like, man, why you say stuff like that? Why you act like that? Because I'm human, man. I'm human. I'm not a robot. I'm not trying to uphold nobody else's expectation but mine's in reference to my prosperity of my life and my children. I'm
right.
not trying to uphold a reputation for another individual because I'm human. I'm not a robot. I feel pain. I feel love, you know? People feel like because we soldiers out here that we don't feel pain. That's a real motherfucking man right there. A real man will show you his feelings and still fucking hurt you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
People
exactly.
don't understand that. It's watered down. Definitions nowadays are watered down, man. They really straight watered down by the youth. You know, they watered down the definition of honesty, truth, being real. Ain't about your pants sag, and it ain't about the dreads, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about that at all. Because I know a lot of suckers, man, who got their pants sagging right now, who got dreads in their head. And they suckers. So, I mean,
and they claim
that's
they real.
Not what it's about.
And they claim they real. And to go back to the Jesus topic,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Jesus was over there denouncing the synagogue. She was denouncing the Jewish beliefs. You know what I mean? He says that shit dead. You know what I mean? Who made the Christianity? Who made? He didn't even ask for a religion. You know what I mean? And it's a verse in the Bible that I always, even when I was a Christian, I always thought about and I always read deep into. He said, many people will come in my name claiming that I am God and deceive many. And you could take that a lot of ways. You know what I mean? You could say many people come in Jesus' name saying they are God and deceive many. Or you could take it as many people will come in Jesus' name claiming Jesus is God and deceive many. And that's what they're doing. If you were to look at the bigger picture, that's what they're doing. I'll pray. I hear more people saying, thank you, Jesus, and thank you, God. But God, bro, Jesus. So why y'all thinking this, man? You know what I mean? Like you said, the period from 12 to 33, we don't have no actual knowledge of that. We don't know if he was really sinless, you know what I mean, as they say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all that. We don't know that. And people, and then you got to think about the names of the Bible. They're all European names. Jesus is not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, his name Yahshua was something else. You know what I mean? Then why y'all change his name?
Yeah,
why
Yahweh.
Y'all didn't keep the name where he was? Yeah. Why y'all didn't keep it to where it was? You know what I mean? Y'all have to change his name for what? Like, my name
That's
is Christopher. You
going
to go to another
man.
Country. Right, exactly. So who is Jesus? Who is this person y'all praying to? Y'all don't even know.
Subliminal, man.
Crazy,
I mean,
man.
That's just subliminal, man. Subliminal. And if you study... If you open your mind, which I always tell my people, man, open your mind. Don't just study one thing, man. God is not just in one book. In order to know God, God is everything. And when I say that to people, people don't understand, and I break it down to them in a way that's so significant because God is all around you. God is not just in one book. Like plants, man, life, any life is God. You know what I'm saying? The goddamn gate that swing on your front porch is of God. God created that gate. You got to study that gate to learn God, man. You got to study these trees to learn God. People don't understand that, but they just feel like as soon as somebody point them in a direction, I'm going to keep going that way until I self-destruct. Until I self-destruct.
Exactly.
And that's true, man. God is everywhere, man.
Everywhere, everything. God is life. You know what I mean? Life is God. Us breathing this air, the air we breathe is God. We are God. You know what I mean? And people, you know what I mean? People think that we being arrogant when we call ourselves gods and goddesses, but it's just the truth. You know what I mean? The black man and the black woman is gods and goddesses. You know what I mean? I can't speak for any other race because, you know what I mean, in the next call, we gonna discuss the other races, but all I can speak for is my people. You know what I mean? The original man was black. You know what I mean? And God made man in his image. So God is black. You know what I mean? If you look up in the sky, it's black. You close your eyes, what do you see? You see black before you see anything else, you know? So it's you know what I mean? You paint a picture and you put black over it, it's going to cover the whole picture. You know what I mean? Black is dominant. Black is powerful. You know what I mean? You mix all the colors together. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about the light spectrum. I'm talking about the colors. If you paint, if you're an artist, it's going to make black. You know, so people need to understand that it's telling you everywhere that, you know what I mean, black is dominant and God is black and we are gods. You know, we just got to start acting the part. We got to start believing that. We got to start walking this earth like we are gods of this earth because we are. You know what I mean? Only reason we are so oppressed right now is because of the brainwashers and them brainwashing us. And, you know what I mean, they took us from our homeland, took us over here, captured our people who was already over here. And, you know what I mean, pretty much controlled us and manipulated us and mixed our blood and confused us and erased our history. You know what I mean? We got to get in touch with ourselves, get in touch with our roots to really find out the truth. The only reason I know the truth is because I found myself. And once I found myself, I found God. And you find God through yourself. You truly do.
True, man. First law, man. Know thyself, man. Truth is everything.
Yes, definitely is. Definitely is. And like you said, man, you know what I mean? We ain't looking for followers. We looking for leaders, man. You know what I mean? Because we don't have no black leaders no more, man. The black leaders are these people in entertainment telling you Future, he a black leader, you know? And what Future telling you in this song, man? Be a drug addict. Be a drug addict. Get as high as you can get. Don't be productive.
That's true, man.
Sell drugs. Go to jail. And kill somebody. Kill a black man. Please kill a black man. You know what I mean? And we just over there bumping our heads. Oh, man, call her a bitch. Call her a hoe. Fuck her and leave her. You know what I mean? Don't care about it. Get a pregnant. We don't care. Don't claim that baby. You know what I mean? That's what we – and to people, it's like people bumping this stuff and rapping it, and it's illogical because you know these people are leading you to destruction. You know what I mean? Half the rappers like Young Thug, you don't even understand what the man's saying, but you over there trying to figure out what he's saying. You don't even know what he's saying, man. He could be saying some whole gay stuff. You know what I mean? We got the hardest thugs out here. Rapping it, you know what I mean? Come on, man, it's crazy. Our new leaders are entertainment figures, you know what I mean? Reality shows. These women look up to Love and Hip Hop. You know what I mean? They look up to these girls off of Love and Hip Hop and think it's just how you live life. You know what I mean? Not knowing this whole show is staged. You know what I mean? They set up everything that happens. You know, so what are you really learning? I stopped watching TV almost a year ago. I stopped watching TV because it's not doing nothing but frying my brain. I'd rather empower myself than watch some stuff that's going to make me stupid, that's going to influence me to do negative stuff, you know? We got to just, man, we got to change everything. Everything, anything that's destructive, we need to banish that from our lives in order to grow. Because growth is the key. Growth is the key, man. We just got to keep on remembering that. And we ain't going to get nowhere without unity, man. Me and him doing this radio station right now, this is unity. We trying to unify our people, man. Right now, we on the verge of looking for a female host to balance it out, you know, and we know she's going to come to us. The more people listen and we shouting out for her, you know what I mean? If you feel like you got the energy, you got the wisdom, you got the knowledge to step foot up and become a leader and help us lead with doing this radio station, man, please, man, let us know. Inbox us, email us, whatever you got to do, get in contact with us, leave a comment on this, leave a comment on the page, whatever, but we're looking for a female host to balance it out, man. We look for leaders in all walks of life where we can come together as one and make some moves. Man, time is running out. Time is running out. They're trying to kill our people off, man. They're trying to exterminate us. Mass extermination. They're trying to do us like Hitler did the Jews. And, I mean, they already been doing it in Africa. Look at Africa, man. Most of Africa is colonized, but we still got people doing all this crazy stuff. But y'all supposed to be colonizing and making them civilized people. But all I see is people being uncivilized, you know? So, man, we got to take back Africa. We got to take back Brazil. We got to take back all of South America. We got to take back all of North America. We got to take back the Caribbean islands. We got to take back all that. They can keep Europe and Russia and China. They can keep all that. We need what's ours, and we need to come together, man. We need 10 million from America, man. We need 30 million from Brazil, and we need 500 million from Africa, and we can do something. You know, I mean, maybe 250 million from Africa, but we need our people to come together, man. Pick up where Marcus Garvey left off, where Elijah Muhammad left off, you know what I mean, where our greats left off at, you know what I mean? Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves for no reason, you know what I mean? We was free. We was actually free when she freed us, you know what I mean? But what happened was we let these people recapture us. We didn't have no unity. We should have been free, and we should have came together and be like, man, we could do everything on our own. We invented all this stuff. We can do this, and we would have had our own nation right now. But, you know what I mean, the barbaric ways these Europeans has and the double tongue they have and deception, we kept on allowing these people to deceive us, and they still deceiving us. We got to stop believing the white man's lies. How many times this government has lied to people and never fulfilled it? They made promises and never came through with it. They are liars, period. There's no other way. They are barbarians. You know what I mean? They are Mongolians. They are, you know what I mean, animals. And if you can't see that, then you blind. You know what I mean? Just because they ain't out here killing us with guns, which they are, called the police, the KKK, AmeriClan, you know what I mean? So they're killing us, and they're making us poor. They're starving us out. They make sure we don't have no resources. We can't get anything without shopping through them. We can't even start a business without going through them, man. I'm all about, man, we can start a business. We don't need that paperwork. We can do what we can do, man. Forget them. No taxation without representation. We're not being represented, period. And we got to understand and wake up and know that we're not being represented at all by this government. So until we get representation, we don't need to pay taxes. We need to make our own stores and say, fuck them. Fuck y'all taxes. Because y'all ain't helping us out. Y'all ain't doing nothing to support the black people, man. And I haven't heard one politician stand up and say, I'm doing this for the black people. You know what they use? Minority. Man, we ain't no minority. We a majority, man. Say black people. Let me hear you say black people. Let me hear you say black power. Let me hear T.I. make a song and say black power all through that song. I'm tired of hearing people talk about the problem but not saying black power or black empowerment or power to black people.
They're not going to do that, man. And they're not going to do it because of the simple fact of, you know, it angers me because they can do a lot more for the black community than they do. I mean, especially when you got money, man. I mean, money is not everything, but money is influential, man. When you got debt, it's you unstoppable. Money is power. I mean, they could be reaching out to these communities, man, sponsoring million marches. You know what I'm saying? Million man marches and beating your own people, man. Stop letting your own people rely on the other people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it's like, back to what you were saying, you know, they don't do too much of nothing, man. They don't do too much of nothing, man. But it's our time to shine, man. It's our time to shine.
Yeah, man, we calling them out, man. We calling out T.I., we calling out Jay-Z, we calling out Oprah, we calling out all y'all. You know what I mean? Only one I'm rocking with right now.
Big Bo, kill me, Big Bo. I need 3 minutes, man, if you don't mind, man. Hold it down for me, man,
all right.
Please.
I got you. I got you. Go ahead. I got you. You got to take a little brief break, but, man, only people, you know what I mean, I'm calling out all of them. Only person I want to really talk to who's a rapper is David Banner because I see him standing up for our people. I see him speaking up for our people. I respect that, and I salute that man to the utmost because he is up here speaking up for our people. You know what I mean? He ain't scared to say black power. He ain't scared to say the white man is the devil. You know what I mean? Because historically and still today, it's proven that these people are evil. I don't know if they don't have a soul. I don't know what it is, but they evil, man, and I can't deal with them because they deceptive. And they're going to find a way to deceive me or try to influence me with money, and I'm not going to allow it at all. At all. It just, man, it's crazy. It is, man, it's ridiculous how starving us out and, you know what I mean, we just letting them. They're killing our people and we just letting them. And it's time to stand up and take a stand against this, man. You know what I mean? I'm tired of protesting and marching and million man marches and no results. It's about results, man. The way to take over our communities is pretty much get the community together, find a store. One of these Arab stores who don't give a damn about you or your kids or anything. All they want to do is sell you poison, sell you liquor, sell you tobacco, sell you artificial weed, sell you artificial syrup, sell you some fucking brownies with poison in it. You know what I mean? And rack up off our people. You know how much these people make a day off the hood alone? They're making at least $10,000 a day off of us. That's our money. You know what I mean? What we got to do is we got to boycott these stores one by one. Okay, today we boycotting this store. We ain't about to go to this store ever again. And you have somebody standing outside.
Yeah, that's true.
Two to four people standing outside that store with signs saying they don't support black people, so we ain't gonna support them. We start little by little, and we don't need 10 million people at one store boycotted. No, we don't need that. That's a waste of people. We can spread them out throughout the community, different stores, and boycott them as a whole. Eventually, they're gonna have to leave. They're gonna have to go out of business, and then with the money we just saved up from night, we can buy that business out and make our own. It's that simple. We just need unity, man. We need unity. Definitely.
That's true, man.
You got
to look out for each other. Unity. Yeah. It's me, King.
Okay.
That's right, man. Loyalty number one. You know, without loyalty, any kingdom is one war away from destruction.
Definitely, man. We got to start trusting our people. Definitely. Loyalty. You're right, man. We need loyalty, man. You know what I mean? If you're showing love, you ain't got no other option but to be loyal. You know what I mean? Love can be broken down to so many other characteristics. It's infinite. You know what I mean? Because love is infinite. So anything that goes under love is infinite. Loyalty, peace, you know what I mean? Compassion, you know what I mean? Sharing, all that. You know what I mean? Everything goes under love. You know what I mean? Peace is with the result of love, and unity is a result of peace and love, and black power is a result of all that, because if us black people show that towards each other and really start loving each other as family like we are, we're going to be way further in life, man. The revolution starts here. It starts with yourself, and then you spread that out to the world, you know? Every day I'm out here, I talk to at least 10, 20 people about what I'm doing to to start this movement, man. I'm talking to him. I'm letting him know the problems. I'm letting him know the solutions. Letting him know I have the plan. I know what it takes, you know? All we need is unity, man. Without unity, we don't got nothing at all. We need to stop relying on these crackers, you know what I mean, to get what we need. And you know, I say crackers because, man, that's what they are. You know what I mean? In my mind, the people who treat us unjustly, people who feel like, oh, yeah, she can make it off $7.25 an hour, and we're going to give her 15 hours a week. She good. Them people, why they making $10,000 an hour, you know? Why the CEO getting paid $300 million a year? Is that fair? We need fairness in this country. I'm tired of being mistreated, man. This ain't what life's about, man. When I woke up trying to change something. I didn't wake up just wanting to talk about these problems. I woke up trying to change something, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen through me and through everybody else. It's going to happen. Answers already spoken into existence. But, man. Oh,
it's already happening, man.
Only,
I mean.
Yeah.
It's already happening. It's already happening, man.
Then, you know, I mean, people talking about we ain't got no unity. We ain't got no unity. Man, if you look on, every time I go on Facebook, I see unity because we all talking about the same problem, the exact same things, the same issues. We unified on Facebook. We are. You know what I mean? As far as, you know what I mean, topic-wise, we're unified. We just need to get that spiritual and physical unity and that mental unity together and really come together, formulate a plot. Until we come together, man, it's just going to be words spoken into existence. Besides that, it's just words. We need to come and make some action. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to do, what Crown Holder Cuzzo trying to do, man, we're trying to formulate action. We're trying to formulate familyism. You know what I mean? Third Eye Gang, BPM, man, we all are one. We under the same accord. We got the same mission in hand. You know what I mean? You were one, you with the other. Because, man, we got the same mission. We just trying to bring our people together and move our people as one, you know? Because we all UDA. We all United Descendants of Africa. You know,
yeah.
All of us, you know what I mean? So we all under that. And we got to, you know what I mean? We're going to get our nation. It's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We just need our people. We can't have no nation with just me and Crown Holder Cuzzo as the population. You know what I mean? A population of 2 ain't going to do too much. A population of 12 ain't going to do too much. A population of 24, we're going to need millions. We're going to need at least 10 million to properly launch a nation. You know what I mean? We might just need a million. But 10 million, you know what I mean? It's going to grow. It's going to continue to grow. And we can get some
land.
That's
true, man.
That's nothing.
That's true.
Because I feel like if these European countries can go to Africa and colonize, who the fuck gave them power to go over there and colonize? Man, we could take that power from them. It's nothing. It's nothing to get a country in Africa and build. But we need the people willing to do it. We need to study Marcus Garvey and see what he was really talking about. We need to study Elijah Muhammad, you know what I mean? And I ain't talking about study. You ain't got to study Islam. Study his philosophy, you know what I mean? Replace Islam with whatever you think you need spiritually in order for you to have salvation, you know what I mean? Replace Islam with that. But understand what he was talking about, what we need in to build this nation, because the man wasn't, you know what I mean? Only thing I fault him for is saying a black man need Islam, and that's not true, because black people was alive before Islam. So if black people didn't need Islam 10,000 years ago, they don't need him today. What we need is unity and love and peace, and we're going to be straight. If we have that, we're going to be straight.
Also,
we don't need no religion or nothing else. Nothing on that line.
That's true. And also touch up on what you were saying about the protests. I mean, a lot of people don't see this, but, we are unified. You know, this is the most I've seen black people stand up, you know, and organize. But I feel like we need progression, and that's the roles of people like me and you, the leaders and the cause. You know, we give the people
right.
direction for progression. You know what I mean? Because you can have 100 people in the middle of the street. If they're not moving in any direction, it's no progression. And they understand these things. They understand that to keep the leaders low, keep us from our videos, from reaching our people, and all these other things that they do to disrupt the energy that we are trying to build upon, you know what I'm saying? So, and then
right.
we protest, got some people who protest, and this goes back to Third Eye Agenda. You know, we got people who protest, and they protest all day long, just like when they had to protest about people not spending money. you know, hold out on your money. At the end of the day, that's not going to affect the government because the government is the motherfuckers who control your electric. So you could protest all day long and not spend no money, but when you go home, you're going to have to turn your light on. You're going to have to go to work tomorrow. You're going to have to motherfucking, you're going to have to put some gas in your car. So at the end of the day, the protesting is not the big solution. The big solution to me is protecting our people, brother, and that pertains to the third eye agenda of cultivating a civilization. You know what I'm saying? We need our own resources so that at the end of the day, we could say to hell with y'all. We could go to our own people land. Even though this is our land, you know, it's not going to be as easy for them to give it back to us. So what we're going to do, we could take it by force of action, or we can do it the smarter way by hitting these books, learning our laws, and infiltrating the system that they already have in place. You know what I'm saying? So everybody just think about that. Like, it's not the protest because you're going to protest all day long and go home and you're still going to contribute to making these people's pockets bigger. That's the big picture. They don't care about that. They don't care.
You're going to have to eat. Where are you going to buy your food from when you're home?
You're going to have to go buy your food from the grocery store. So at the end of the day, they don't care about the protest. They don't hurt them.
They don't. And, you know, I mean, the way we can hurt their pockets, you know what I mean, is a shutdown. But we can't do no shutdown with only 100 people. That's not going to do nothing. We're going to need millions.
Nah.
People on the same agenda, 30 days straight, shut down. You know what I mean? We get everything we need from black-owned businesses and really network with each other to make it successful. And we can shut down, and we can really disrupt the slow down. You know what I mean? But in order to do that, we need unity. In order to do anything we plan on doing to liberate our people, we're going to need unity. Without unity, all that stuff is just a thought in the air. But I agree with you on that. We need to learn our laws. We need to learn this Constitution and see what they're really talking about. Learn legalese so we can know what these snake-tongued devils are talking about, because they talking one thing. We getting one thing from what they're saying, but it really means something else. These big words really mean more than the context clues, what the context clues are saying they mean, you know. We need to start decoding what they're saying to us, because they really ain't saying what you think they're saying to us at all. So
that's true. We all learn from the case, from the Francis Scott Key case, that, you know, the Constitution was never really intended for us. It was never intended for us. I mean, this is research that we can go look up, and it's plain as facts. I mean, it was never intended to serve us because we are now their people.
Right.
So they understand that. And, I mean, there's so much truth, man. If we just uncover the falsified information that sits on top, because the truth is buried. Just like you see how they starting to find Egyptian statues, man, with the nose on them. I mean, that's being recovered from under the dirt. I mean, this is not just a coincidence, man. This is God-given. This is time right here. This is God letting us know it's time. It's time for the truth.
It's our time, man. The revolution has started. You know what I mean? Me and you, we part of the revolution along with everybody else who being active into this movement. This revolution has started. It's time to get our people and formulate a plan to take over. You know what I mean? It's time for the black man to rule this world again. It's time for us to restore peace and love in this world again. The white man been running this world for 6,000 years, and I ain't seen nothing but hate, wars, famines, diseases, new diseases that we ain't never hear of. You know what I mean? Like for instance, with the Native Americans, you know they gave them smallpox through blankets, talking about we come in peace, giving them blankets with smallpox on and killed off a whole race of people. Come on, that, if that's not evil, I don't know what is. They took this country through deception with smiling faces. They didn't take we got guns and stuff, because the Indians was fucking them up. They was fucking them up with arrows and talking to the ancestors, and the ancestors fucking them up too. You know what I mean? We was fucking them up. They couldn't fight against us. The only way they could fight against us was through deception and alcohol, getting people drunk, you know what I mean, all that. It's through deception, you know what I mean? They deceive people in Africa. They deceive the world. They deceive the Chinaman, you know? man, it's deep, and people understand how deep this is. This is deep, man. It's a blessing we even can talk on this radio station without them turning it off, because we probably saying too much, and we're going to keep on saying it because it's undiluted truth. Everything we're saying is raw. We ain't sugarcoating nothing. We ain't holding no punches. We don't care about your feelings being hurt, because this ain't about feelings. It's about truth. Does truth hurt your feelings? Well, you need to reevaluate what you believe, because something wrong with it. If what we're saying is hurting your feelings, because we need unity within our people.
Yeah, we do need unity, man. Unity is number one. I mean, unity number one, man. It's not a game out here, man. It's really not a game, It's not a game, man. They're killing us left and right, man. We're losing people, especially young people. That's our future people. These soldiers that we're losing are the young generation, man. They the future.
Yeah.
They just violating them, man. They know what they're doing. I mean, it's genocide, man. It's genocide. But at the end of the day, they understand, and I understand that black man was the first man. We was the first man. Back in time, ancient history, when all the land masses were just one continent, it was just one race, which has always been one race, and that's been a human race. But it was just one ethnicity. That ethnicity was the so-called black man. We was the beginning. We used to walk from one side of the world to the other. We roamed all of this before these other ethnicities came about. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, we got to realize this, and we got to understand that they want what we had, you know? So they taking it from us, and it's time for us to take it back. It's time for us to take it back.
Willingly about force, man. We just got to get it. You know what I mean? Like I said, we are on the Underground Railroad right now. You know what I mean? See how Harriet Tubman dealt with the scary slaves back in the day? That's how we're going to deal with the scary slaves of this day, man. You got to cut them off, man. You know what I mean? We can't be infiltrated. We can't have nobody trying to sabotage what we're doing, because this is real, man. This is real. People don't understand how serious we are. People think we crazy, but we ain't crazy. We just woke. We just all the way up, man. People sleepwalking, just like you see a junkie walking down the street, stumbling over himself, man. That's how y'all walking down these streets in America. You know what I mean? Partying every day, thinking that's what life's about. And all that is a distraction. All that is, you know what I mean, doing what they got on their agenda for you to do. They want you to stay dumb and have quote-unquote fun. Fun ain't nothing but a distraction from the truth. The more fun you have, the dumber you get. The more you listen to these lyrics of these lyricists who don't want nothing but self-interest, you know what I mean, all they want is your money and you to come to their concerts and you to support them and make them bigger. But they ain't saying nothing that's going to lead you. Well, we got rappers like Cuzzo. You know what I mean? Crown Holder Cuzzo out here speaking truth to y'all, and y'all ain't paying him no attention. But his music got some truth in it. It's got something, some jewels and gems that's going to make you smarter and make you think. We make think music, man. We got to start thinking, or you're going to remain brainless and remain dumb and lost and never found. And when they come, which they all going to come, and come to your house with them army suits and them AR-15s and them AK-47s and tell you what you're about to do, you're going to be like, man, it's too late. We're going to be free, though, because we ain't going to allow that to happen. What we're doing, we're trying to make a plan to counteract that, and we're trying to bring everybody together who can. We need to get in touch with these soldiers in the military so we can tell them, man, y'all need to get with the program. Y'all better not allow this government to do this to us. You know what I mean? Y'all better shoot the soldiers trying to kill our people, man. You know what I mean? Black people in the army right now? A lot. A whole lot. It's probably more black than white in the army. We don't know, but it probably is. But they brainwashed too. We gotta re-educate them and let them know, man. We gotta reach out to the black policemen and let them know, man. If you were partnering with a white cop, do not let them do what they've been doing for hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, historically, they were slave catchers. That was the police. They were slave catchers. And still today, they slave catchers. Nothing changed, man. Just the way it's ran, just a little different, but nothing changed. Everything remains the same. Instead of hanging us, they shooting us. You know what I mean? Instead of plantations, they just made the plantation bigger. The world is the plantation. The world is a slave ship. You know, we don't need. They don't need to have us on plantation. Man, they got us controlled mentally. They got us right wrapped around their fingers, man. They paying us these low wages, and we just okay with it and just going along with it like it's cool. We are complaining about it, yeah, but we ain't doing nothing about it. I guarantee you, if everybody who works for McDonald's right now was to quit their job and nobody else put no application in, they'd be struck. They wouldn't have no other choice but to raise their minimum wage up to at least 15 to what we demand we should be getting paid, not to what they think is plausible. No, 15 an hour or nothing. Nothing. If it ain't over 15, we don't need it, man. We worth more than anything under 15 an hour. We worth more than, period. We need to be making at least $2,000 a month to be living, at least. And that's at the bare minimum because rent is only going up. Prices are only going up.
Yeah.
So what
are
we going to do about
it? We need our own businesses. We need our own establishments.
Yeah, we definitely need our own. That's the ultimate picture is our own establishment. Because we can't treat it. And to the black-owned business, man, y'all got to stop undercutting y'all people, man. Y'all know what they go through. Y'all been through the same boat. Y'all just lucky enough to get out and own your own business, but you still want to pay them $7.25 for you can make more money in your pocket. Man, come on now. You ain't black. You a European with dark skin in my eyes. And that's what we got walking around is dark-skinned Europeans because they ain't black because they living like Europeans. They got the mindsets of Europeans, so I can't trust you. I'm looking at you like I look at these white supremacists because you acting just like they acting. You don't trust your people. You don't like your people. You don't love your people. You hate your people. So if you hate your people, you just in the same boat as them. You need to be out in front of the church with the KKK members with your fist, not with your fist, with your hand pointed out screaming white power because that's what you press. That's what you protesting. That's what you preaching, white power. You ain't preaching black power. You scared. It's so many people I said black power, raise my fist up proudly to. And you know what they did? They gave me the peace sign. The real peace sign with your fingers together. They gave me the one with the fingers apart. That's how you know they lost. You're saying black people just got to stop being scared, man. What are you scared of? You only live one life. But you're going to die for nothing anyways. You might as well die for something. Sure.
Yeah, man. Shit. I mean, a lot of people, you may be the next victim. I mean, you might as well stand up and fight now. Fight now,
sure,
man.
I'm telling you. All it takes is one police stop. One police stop can be the last stop of your life. Armed or unarmed. Acting civil or uncivil. Man, I done seen white people slap cops. I done seen white people pull machetes out on cops. I done seen white people beat up cops and not get shot. I done seen black men on the ground with a cop with his knee in his hand, with it in his neck, another cop holding his arms down and get shot. Come on now, this shit is real. They are out to get us. They are out to kill our people, man. Y'all got to start getting serious, man, because this is serious. They can kill us for what we saying, but we ain't scared. We fearless. The worst they can do to me is kill me because I ain't going to conform. I ain't going to bow down to them. I'm a free slave. I ain't free yet, no. I'm a runaway slave. I'm running. I'm on the Underground Railroad, like I said. And we gonna make it. Come aboard. If you down, come to the Underground Railroad right now. You know what I mean? We on the mental Underground Railroad. We're going to come together physically and take over. And that's the ultimate goal, and that's the ultimate plan. It don't stop at this radio station, man. We doing this on and off the clock. We working. We preaching. We working steady. Steady trying to uplift people,
yeah,
uplift
before,
our black people.
24/7.
Go ahead.
24/7, man.
Game
with me.
Definitely not, man.
Like I told people yesterday, man, look forward to seeing my name a lot more. If you hate my name already, you're going to hate it. You're going to hate it more. Because I ain't stopping.
Definitely
I'm already in it.
See, when I first started preaching this black power stuff, people just thought it was just something I was going through. Like, oh, man, he's just into it. He's going to stop it. Now they see I'm serious because I've been preaching it nonstop since I started. I'm serious about this. I just deleted every white friend on my Facebook list. Every white friend. Because I got tired of my post getting reported. Oh, I'm getting reported for this? Because I'm preaching black love. It gotta be a European reporting this. So you know what? I don't fuck with none of y'all. I'm deleting every single one of y'all from my friends list. People are like, oh man, he racist. He racist this and that. I got my ex white friends hitting me up like, man, I thought we was friends and I thought we was cool and this and that and this and that. Man, I'm worried about my people. You know what I mean? This is above our friendship, our so-called friendship. Because at the end of the day, when they come, put that gun in your face and ask you whose side you on, you're going to be like, I'm with the black side. I don't care how white I am. No, you're going to go right along with them and you're going to conform and live under their law because they're going to take care of you. But guess what? We're going to take care of our people. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take care of ours. Period.
Damn
man.
Right. Damn right,
and
man.
We ain't gonna stop.
100%.
We ain't stopping, man. We are not stopping. Man, they killed Dr. Sebi, man. They didn't kill the prophet, man. They didn't kill the person who was a producer of miracles, who cured HIV, cured sickle cell, cured the same disease they said was uncurable, and they killed this man. You know how they say that he died? Of the flu. He was perfectly fine before y'all put him in custody. 2 days later, he died of the flu? Come on now, that's not right. Y'all done shot him with something. Y'all done gave him a flu shot that made him sick. We ain't stupid. I'm tired of all these people dying of pneumonia and stuff like that. Like, come on, pneumonia is easily curable. Easily curable. Why people dying of this? Why our leaders dying of this? Brain aneurysms and all this other stuff. Man, y'all killing our leaders and y'all covering it up with diseases and covering it up with, you know what I mean, medical things. You know what I mean? Like, we're not stupid. We see what y'all are doing. But y'all can kill Dr. Sebi, but his message is going to live on. We know the cure now. It's unstoppable now. We know to take herbs. We know to start eating meat. We know what to do now. So y'all ain't killed nothing. Y'all just made it grow more. Just like when y'all try to kill me or Crown Holder, you know? We ain't going to die. We're going to live on because our message is going to stay.
Yeah.
We got people who believe in us, man, and we're going to keep on
just showing
that
the world
way.
That it must be some truth behind what we're fighting for, because if it wasn't no truth behind it, don't nobody give a fuck about that falsehood, just like we don't care about the falsehood. So don't
right.
nobody really care about falsehoodification at the end of the day. I
right.
mean, and that's honestly, you know, it's only truth. You know it's truth when they try and get you out of the way. You know it got to
exactly.
be some kind of truth to it, man, if you an actual threat. You know, because people ain't dumb. People ain't dumb. Everybody got common sense, man. Big bro, I was wondering, man, you know, before we got to the end of the show or whatever, I just wanted to play one of my songs, man.
Let her listen to it. Man, definitely cool. Always, man. And anybody else who wants some of their music played, it got to be conscious. We got to run it through, man. It can't be no bullshit. As long as there ain't no bullshit, European-minded shit, we going to play it, man. We going to show y'all love. We going to support y'all, man. Anybody got a business or anything want they ad to be showed, we're going to support y'all, man. We all about supporting our people, period. So go ahead, let that play, man. I'm ready to listen.
I appreciate that. This song is entitled Respect. And like I said, my name is Crown Holder Cuzzo. You can Google me. You can YouTube me. You can look me up. Do music. I got a mixtape coming, King of Kings 2, 1,000 pages later. And this song I'm about to play is actually off of my first mixtape called 50 Pages Later. So, you know, hope you guys like it, though, you know.
Turn it up. Cuzzo, turn it up.
Cries for every hood nigga that never made it. They never gave us nothing good so long we had to take it. Said he bring it to the table like a fucking waiter. Tell me why we making moves if they ain't nothing major. Don't no label hit my line if you ain't talking paper. Phone ringing while I'm rhyming. I may hit you later. I'm focused on my business and so is the haters. All the nights that we was victim with no one to save us. If you was there, it's only right that I'll return a favor. Aiming for the goal to get signed like a ball player. My team up, but anytime we could fall later. Time to switch the game over like a song called Waiter. I've been through ups and downs, but still I kept it cool. I've been in nobody around and nowhere you could move. My dog told me keep on playing, no way you could lose. I was born in this game, was no way I could choose. This is more than a song, nothing less than my life. Lord knows that I cried, but it won't happen twice. I gave him my all, I gave him my best. Pray for peace when I rest, sweaty streets is a mess. My dog just lost his life, but he gained some respect. Show the gang some respect, show no pain or regret. Show the gang some respect, show no pain or regret.
many nights, mama cried, write the song, made a home on her own. She was strong, did it all alone. Daddy gone, turn his back. Dad, what kind of shit was that? Living through them circumstances. Mama popping Percocets. I was puffing purple pack and stuffing them purple bags. Wasn't an easy task. Run when you see the task. Take the good and the bad, make it something I never had. Their bodies like hot trash. No life taking cold baths. I give them the whole truth, cause they think they know the half. I'm giving my people hope. That's something they never had. The judge in my nigga life. That shit they forever sad. Can't turn a thought to a wife at your last and she's never glad. And life rolls forward. Gotta watch for the back steps. Pat holes, dead ends. Friends who can't supply help. Can't land shit but good drugs and nothing else. First time I do it for my set. Now I do it for myself. This is more than a song. Nothing less than my life. Lord knows that I cried, but it won't happen twice. I gave it my all. I gave her my best. Pray for peace when I rest. Sweaty streets is a mess. My dog just lost his life, but he gained some respect. Show the gang some respect. Show no pain, no regrets. Show the gang some respect. Show no pain, no regrets. This is more than a song. Nothing less than my life. Lord knows that I cried, but it won't happen twice. I gave him my all. I gave him my best. Pray for peace when I rest. Sweaty streets is a mess. My dog is lost his life.
That's fire. That's fire. Man, that's what we need out. We need to push that. Conscious music,
Black
man.
Power, man.
I ain't even gonna call it conscious music.
Yeah,
Black
man.
Power music, man. BPM, Black Power music. That's what we need, man. Definitely. I love that.
And like I saw that song is titled Respect for everybody. You know, respect. I appreciate that. Appreciate y'all listening to that. Wrote that song a minute ago, man. The song really meant a lot to me at the time. People need to hear that right there, you know. People lose their life, but they gain respect for their life.
Exactly. You say you cried, but you ain't about to do it twice. That's dope.
Yeah, man.
That's dope, man.
Strength.
That's real music. You know what I mean? I kind of strayed away from hip-hop. I just got tired of hearing the Europeans rapping over a beat. You know what I mean? Period. You know what I mean? These ain't Black people rapping. These Europeans, man. They don't care about you. They don't care about... Excuse me, they don't care about our people, you know what I mean? They care about themselves, and they want destruction for our people, and it's clear through their message, you know? And I just, you know what I mean, just block music for my life, you know, just because I was tired of hearing it, unless it's old school, some Tupac, you know what I mean, some good music, some Slick Rick or something, you know what I mean? But we need to bring back music. We need to take back over our music, you know what I mean? Before, you know what I mean, the Europeans had sabotaged it, we need to take back over and hold our crown, you know? We kings and queens, gods and goddesses. We got to realize that in every walk of life, music, entertainment, it don't matter what you're doing, be a king at it, be a god at it. Do it right. Do it right.
Yeah, you got to
do
it right,
man. I feel like your music is a breath of fresh air, though, man. Honestly, man. Let me know when that mixtape drop. I'm definitely going to support you, man, definitely, because I need some good music in my life. And shout out to anybody else who can good music, real music, you know, music for the struggle, music for this revolution, Black Power music.
Yeah, that's
all day.
That's true, man. You know, my agenda with the music is to, I want, you know, my own style, which I do feel like I have my own style, but basically my style is I want to bring conscious rap into the trap beat. You know, I want to basically have the raw beat, the raw trap sound with the consciousness behind it, because, you know, the younger generation, they so in tune with the music, and that's a big way we can reach them, but we got to understand the rhythm that they heartbeat to, you know, so that they can understand and listen to the words. You feel me?
Right.
So, I mean, that's basically how I try to integrate it, you know, personally, man. This next mixtape is going to be a big... It's gonna be a big help to me, and just a big achievement. And what's been going on? You know, I had some artists on there featuring from North Carolina, had some artists on there featuring from New York, Philly, Atlanta. So, you know, it's just a lot of collaboration, and everybody on this mixtape is of the conscious community, and we all them individuals also make their own individual music also. So, you know, it's just about reaching out, networking, man. Each one teach one, building the brotherhood. That's all it's about.
Exactly. Now, I feel you 100% on that, man. You know what I mean? I feel like it's needed for the youth, man. Man, the youth are the future, and they're being misleaded, and kids started younger and younger. When we was kids, man, all this stuff wasn't out. You know what I mean? The biggest thing that was out was Jeezy. You know what I mean? That's when everybody started selling crack again. Jeezy the Snowman. You know, everybody had some Snowman shirts and all that. You know what I mean? Now it's all the way bad. Everybody just doing crack, if you want to be honest, man. People popping these pills, you don't know what's in this pill. This pill came from under your kitchen sink. You know, they mixing Comet, X-Pills, heroin, and y'all making fun of the crackheads. You know, and y'all know better. Y'all popping these pills, y'all don't even know what's in it. Y'all get me hype. You don't even know what's making you hype. And then people overdosing off these pills. It's like they're doing syrup. You know what I mean? People want to just lean. You know what I mean? I feel like real men don't lean. They stand up. You know, how can you fight for this movement if you leaning? You know? So like, we just got to get out that mind state, man. We got to stop being junkies and being druggies and start being leaders and start being men. And these drugs are expensive, too, man. You know, pine and lean should run about, like, $60 or more. You know what I mean? People just buying this stuff, like, man, and wonder why they broke, wonder why they struggling. Man, you could use that same $60 and invest it and doubled it. If anything, you know, invest it in a positive product and doubled it. You know, we're going to definitely have to get somebody to talk about finances on this show, too. Enlighten the youth, you know what I mean, about being your own boss and being an entrepreneur and doing for yourself, because that's one of the first steps of breaking these chains of slavery that we all fall victim to. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Got kind of silent. That kind of silent, man. See, this is why we need a female host. We need that female energy in here. We definitely do, man. Definitely make the show liver. You know what I mean? We only starting off right now. Any shout out you want to give?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the Third Eye Gang, man. You know, big shout out to the Third Eye Gang once again. Big shout out to the Third Eye Gang. Big shout out to everybody who support this Black Power Nation. You know, Black Power family, you know, share this through social media, help us push this agenda. Like I said, my name is Paul Fenwick Bay, also known as Crown Holder Cuzzo. If you want to look me up, add me. Anything you want to say, bro,
man.
Closing remarks, you know, leave me your contacts, because you know you got a fan base too, man.
All right. I don't call them fans, I call them leaders, man, because they, man, if they agree with what I'm saying, they leaders too, because they've been thinking the exact same thing. I want to shout out, first and foremost, my Black Power Nation, you know what I mean? Man, Black Power Nation, man, I love y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all my energy, y'all keep my spirit driving, y'all keep me wanting to do more and do more and do more, man. I love y'all with all my heart, you know what I mean? My left and right hand, Jahan Brandy, and Harriet the God, you know what I mean? Jahan the General. Man, Harriet, she a, man, y'all need to follow her. Her name is Moroa Fuezi. I'm sorry if I mispronounced it. Fye. Follow her on Facebook, man. She the truth. She is the Harriet Tubman of our time. Follow her. Shout out to the Third Eye Gang. I want to meet y'all in person too, man. We definitely got to collab on ideas and, you know what I mean, politics. Shout out to all my people, all my revolutionaries who are out here fighting this struggle. You are not alone, man. We here with you, man, on the front line, taking these bullets, man. We don't care, man. We're going to need y'all to come up on the show, tell us what y'all views and what y'all feel needs to be done, man. We definitely trying to reach out to everybody, you know, and, you know, man, we just uplifting this nation, man. That's our main purpose, our main goal. Who we got? We got an interview tomorrow. Who we got an interview with? Hello? Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go. Well, I guess we out. Peace and love. Black power forever. Why my people want peace but won't come to the place? It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate.
Praying heaven worth the wait, cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, but like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.